After Mayor Scott announced the restrictions a few days ago, he said many people asked, why close bars and restaurants?
Any activity that requires you to remove your mask in public right now is dangerous. And we know it's very tough to eat or drink without removing your mask. I haven't seen anyone who can do it yet.
At a news conference outside City Hall this morning, the new mayor said his decision to close restaurants may not be popular, but a team of health experts told him it's right.
Governor Hogan said yesterday that the state of Maryland is in red. No, we're on fire when it comes to COVID, and we all have to understand that.
Just look at the city's hospitals, Scott said. They're currently at 88% capacity. City Health Commissioner Dr. Letitia Geraza said Scott's restrictions are proven ways to reduce the strain on healthcare systems.
Decisive action has previously been shown to dramatically decrease COVID-19 cases here locally and in other countries across the world. At this point, it is action, not words, that will get us through this pandemic. Eating and drinking with others outside of your household could be life-threatening right now, but we should still aim to support our favorite local restaurants.
Geraza pointed to recent advice from Dr. Anthony Fauci that ordering takeout should be considered a neighborly obligation. City restaurant owners at the news conference agreed. Samantha Klassen, the owner of the Golden West Cafe in Hamden, thanks Scott for his decision to close dining, saying it's what's safest.
It seems like after nearly 10 months into this, we only have tough decisions left to make.
Klassen says residents can support restaurants by purchasing gift cards for later use if possible.
Please be kind to business owners and their staff. We are giving it all we've got and generally hanging by a thread.
Gregory Brown is the owner of the Mount Vernon vegan eatery Land of Kush. He says residents can best support restaurants by ordering directly from them, rather than using third-party vendors like DoorDash. Doing so helps them avoid fees, which allows them to keep more residents on staff.
We have a lot of violence that are going on in the city. This is how we try to help keep that down by employing those individuals, giving them life skills, giving them life coaching through the business. So support these businesses that are supporting the community and supporting the people in the community.
Terrence Dixon, owner of Terra Cafe, said his restaurant helps his 20 employees pay their bills. He says that when people support restaurants, they are stabilizing communities and building a safer city.
We're going to keep our employees going. We're going to keep our businesses going. The loaf has gotten smaller, but everybody will still get a slice.
He said he also supports Scott's actions, noting that safety is his top priority.
You know, at the beginning of this, I think that a lot of people chose profit over people. And look where it got us. We're here now.
Many Baltimore restaurants are minority-owned. While closing them was not an easy decision to make, Scott said, it's in line with his campaign promise to govern with equity.
Keeping these people alive is equity.
And as the holidays approach, Scott says people who can should buy their holiday meal from a local restaurant. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.